Once again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. Oh, my gosh, Butch. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. Just great.
And, is the weather dry up your way, too, and it's too much sunshine like it is down here?
No, we've been getting a lot of rain. Lots of rain continuously. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a creek below my house here where the cattle drink, and it looks like a pond. It's been, raining so much.
I know. And when you're surrounded by water, you don't like a lot of rain. So, on the eastern shore, you don't want a lot of rain.
Well, there's not much oceanfront property in West Virginia.
No, there isn't, so. Let's go ahead and take a look at the gold and silver prices today.
Yes, let's do.
Would you like that?
I would like that. I would.
Okay. Gold's down $3.80 at $1,569. You have silver down 12 cents at $17.73. Platinum was up 9 at $976, and palladium was up 7, $2,418. The USDX today was down 0.12 at $98.74. Crude oil is still below 50, $49.87. And so we'll see if that's where it's going to find its large resistance area at that right below the 50 level. We'll see. Little demand is being blamed because of the coronavirus, and we're going to be talking about that. And it just really kind of amazes me, Butch, that things just haven't trickled into the markets yet based on that. Of course, there's a lot of reports coming in, and of course, with the coronavirus outbreak, it's people do go to the safe haven dollar for now, so we've seen a little bit of strength in that, but it's bad for the economy. It's bad for those multinational corporations when we have that strong of a dollar. So the Dow, it was higher most of the day. It's basically flat right now at 29,276. The NASDAQ was up 10 points at 9,638. And the Dow was up triple digits early in the early morning trade. The S&P was up 5 at 3,357. Yesterday I was reading the only reason that the S&P is trading at 3,300 was based on 5 tech stocks. So that's the strength of these markets. So 10-year yield 1.59%. That's beginning to creep up a little bit, up 0.04. Hong Kong was a little bit stronger. It was a mixed bag in the European Asian markets, but nothing to write home about. And it's, of course, all news, Butch, is all based on the elections. On the primary tonight. It's New Hampshire. And for these Democrats that really don't have anything to offer. And what I did find interesting, though, I heard a comment about one of your favorites, Mayor Pete.
Oh, yeah. Pete Butt Guy.
And we hear a lot about Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Socialist. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? They are setting this up, and we'll have to see what happens in these next couple of times. But did you ever wonder why all of a sudden Mayor Pete is, heading to the top? I mean, he was trending 4%, 6%. Now all of a sudden, he's number one. And what they did, they really want a socialist in there. They do want somebody like Bernie Sanders in there, but they know he can't win. He won't get the election because he stated himself that he's a socialist and, he's a favorite among the youth and so forth. But, middle America is not going to vote for anybody that has socialist and, and their declared political title. So what somebody said to me, one of the news programs I was listening to, Mayor Pete is really as far left as Bernie Sanders, except he just presents it in a different... I mean, they're all nuts. They're all, you know, don't get me wrong. But he presents it. When Bernie Sanders says Medicare for all, Mayor Pete says, well, it'll be Medicare for anybody who wants it. Well, yeah. And it, so he basically, he's parroting Bernie Sanders without claiming to be the socialist. So he's offering the same thing as Bernie Sanders. And he's as far left and as much as of a socialist and that Bernie Sanders is. But yet people will embrace that a little bit more. And to me, I mean, it's propaganda. And this is how, you know, the... I don't know, the elite or whatever get who they want elected. And how, and it just shows how easy people can be convinced, manipulated, whatever you want to, you know, conditioned to move their in their direction, you know, with the media and everything else behind it. And I don't know, I just found that interesting. Because I never, you know, fashioned him to be a Bernie Sanders.
Well, he's got probably more severe problems a lot of ways than Bernie Sanders does, but obviously that's true. But I do know that I've been reading some credible people that have been sending me information that Buttigieg is has some CIA working with him somewhere behind the scenes. Yeah. Now, I don't know whether that's what's going on there, but I they might be pushing for the forefront right now for a purpose we don't know. But they are working with him, and I don't think it's a chance anyway. I don't think America's so far gone yet that they vote for an open homosexual. I don't think so. Not, I mean, not enough. I don't think. I shouldn't say that. It wouldn't surprise me if it did. But I can't imagine America being so far gone that they would vote for such an immoral individual to begin with. So I don't know. We'll see. But it is strange. And after tonight, we'll get an idea about which way it's heading. Right now, I understand. I got an article in a minute I'll share with you that so they expect a record turnout today. New Hampshire. So I don't know, but it is scary.
Well, how many people are in New Hampshire, though?
But still, that's a record turnout. Still a record turnout. You know, that's the point. You know, and but if that is the best, I don't care which one it is, that the Democrats have to offer, and if Trump's the best Republican got to offer, we are in a heck of a mess. That's just the way it is, isn't that too? We are in a heck of a mess. If the one Trump president are the best we have in this country to offer to help this nation, to be what this nation is supposed to be, stick a fork in, this nation's finished.
Well, we've been saying that through how many elections in the past 30 years?
Is this the best we have?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, you know what? If it's a lesser of two evils, you're saying that they're both evil. So why would you vote for one that's just a little lesser?
There you go.
That never made sense.
Well, Christ said a little leaven lifteth the whole lump. In other words, a little evil will make the whole lump evil. So you can't vote for lesser of evils and win. Mm-mm. You lose every time. And America in the
and
last...
And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, exactly. In my lifetime, now, I've been around a while, I've seen some elections. It's gotten worse no matter who was in office, even under Reagan. The nation got further in debt and more disorganized in different ways under the so-called great communicator. Although I supported him because I thought, man, he is really something. But I'm learning after all these years that each administration takes you further down the road to socialism and into a police state. Look what George Bush Jr. did with Patriot Act 1, 2, and 3. I mean, and he's supposed to be a conservative Christian. My gosh, Melody, Americans, I hate to say this because I'm one of them, are not the brightest bulbs in the house any longer.
No. And I mean, that's exactly what they do with all these presidents. They offer them, you know, to where they can, you know, take their programs and have their legacy in the history of America. And in the meantime, in the back doors, deals are being made and the agenda survives. Their agenda continues. And it's... I want the swamp drain just as much as the next guy.
Nobody's draining the swamp.
Nobody's draining the swamp.
No, I mean, people are talking about, well, Trump's going to have it. That's going to start cleaning the house now. Oh, I wish that were true. I do wish it were true. But he had 2 years to do about anything he wanted without being opposed by anybody. And he accomplished zero, zip, zilch, nothing, nada. It's just the way it is.
And it's not just the 2 years. When did he look when he brought in Barr and Pompeo? All of these guys could have done investigations and so forth. And it took a Giuliani to, I don't know. I'm certainly not a fan of Giuliani. And you know what's amazing? When Giuliani was in New York, nobody liked him. Everybody saw through him. Nobody said anything kind about him. But now that he's Trump's friend, all of a sudden he's become this hero. And I just don't get it. Their spots don't change. Their spots don't change. So, anyway.
Well, we're going to see a lot of things I know happen. And I'm not a prophet, so I never claim to be a prophet. But I can make predictions. I think before this year is out, and no later than next year, you're going to see a lot of things really pick up in so many different ways. I mean, no matter who wins the election, it's going to be a bigger division among the people than ever before in history after this election. I don't care who wins. It's going to cause great, great turmoil in the arena of the public opinion. It's going to get worse, not better. I mean, Mitt Romney was uninvited to a conservative meeting just recently because he was afraid for his physical health. Somebody would attack him. Mitt Romney was uninvited because they were afraid somebody would jump on him and beat him up because of what he did against Trump. That's how divided we are as a nation. It's no longer just voice and opinions. It's actually going down to maybe fear of being killed or beaten up for your opinion. Or arrested for your opinion. You know, it's just unheard of, but it's really happening right now.
I think the one thing that has disturbed me more than anything, and I doesn't seem to bother a lot of people, but this really bothered me. And I think this is, you don't hear a whole lot of people talk about it. And this is why I think the Democrats actually want Trump reelected. I really do. I think it's all part of the agenda. They want Trump reelected. Because this story, they could run with it. I mean, this is just one of several that I could think of that they could run with and make decent points. And this is the one about the Iran strike on the U.S. And President Trump said no one was seriously hurt, just a couple of headaches.
Right, right.
Brain trauma. More than 100 U.S. troops suffered traumatic brain injuries.
And not a peep about it anywhere.
Not a peep anywhere. Nobody's saying anything. And it's just like, are you kidding me? The U.S. military experienced over a 50% surge in cases of TBI after the missile attack on the Al-Assad military base last month. This was according to Reuters. And, the president initially downplayed their injuries from the strike, said they were headaches. But the Pentagon released a statement yesterday confirming 109 U.S. troops were diagnosed with mild traumatic brain injury. And I do know some of them have returned to duty. But the whole point was, this is a lie. And we stood up, Iran, we're going to put them in their place and blah, blah, blah. Well, they injured 109 of our troops. Or our soldiers.
Nothing was done about it.
Nothing was even said about it.
No. I mean, big bluster and show, and Trump's going to show him. Trump took care of that real quickly. Oh, yeah, right.
And so that story bothers me.
Sure does. Should bother anybody.
This story bothers me.
The article I just mentioned, the Conservative Political Action Conference defended its decision to uninvite Senator Mitt Romney because it says if this year I'd actually be afraid for his physical safety. People are so mad at him, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Shalup said in an interview on Saturday. So Mitt Romney is so hated now by Trump supporters possibly that they could attack him. Now with Trump, with the Iran situation, nothing being said with this. I mean, this nation is so divided and so up in the air and on so much tension and turmoil between parties that are Democrats, Republicans, blacks and Hispanics and I don't know, whites. I mean, it's just it's a constant battle now over somebody else's opinion. And, well, if you say something wrong and hurt somebody's feelings, my goodness, how dare you? You got to be careful what you say and how you say it.
It is, but the sad thing is, it's how the media, and I even have to, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not dumping on President Trump, but it's a fact. It starts with him. It's the media. It's him. And, you know, you talk about Mitt Romney. My God, it was one Republican. Cut me a break. It was like the end of the world. And and the things that were said about Romney, and whether you like him or not, and I'm not a fan at all. But it's just, it's baffling that I see people cheer President Trump on when he says these things. He's not exposing anything.
No, he's not. And he could come down hard on Pelosi, and I'm not saying that she deserved anything better, believe me. I don't like Pelosi at all, as far as what she is in the government. But he called her mumbling Pelosi, and said the Dems lose their minds. And then when he's making this speech, you heard this old chant: "Lock her up, lock her up." Remember that Hillary? Lock her up, lock her up. Yeah. You know, here we go again. Pelosi, I think one thing seriously, I think she's her mind slipping a little bit, not picking on her. That happens to a lot of people. Dementia set in, perhaps. And she certainly has got a lot of problems, and I don't think she should be in office at all. But nonetheless, he said Dems are losing it. They lost it. They're more or less lost their minds. And then we talked about Pelosi and her grunting noises she made while he was making the speech, and how awful they were and how distracting they were.
If she was making noises during that speech, he would have said something.
Well, she said she was. No, I don't know, but lock her up. And we know nobody would get locked up. I wish Hillary were in jail. I wish he kept his word.
I do too.
It isn't going to happen. People, get over that. Trump is not going to stand up and drain anything. This would be a beer anyway.
But what we're going to do is we're going to head into a break. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. We'll be right back.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter, and you can listen to these radio programs every day, live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Just go to the website, go to the radio page, and voila, there we are. And, of course, you can listen to the archives at any time that you wish. So, dgscoins.com. And you wanted to talk about the coronavirus.
Yeah, I'd like to just read off a few headlines and share a couple of thoughts on that, if you don't mind, because obviously it's getting some headlines, and I'm not saying shouldn't, but I'll just share the headlines and make a comment. But here's a headline that says, stocks reach record highs in hopes virus is peaking or rises from 13-month low as new virus cases slow. Economy looks resilient despite risk of China virus. Federal Chairman Powell says U.S. economy resilient but warns on coronavirus productivity. Powell stresses that Fed's closely monitoring coronavirus for hit to China and the world. Coronavirus live update. Singapore predicts 25% to 30% drop in 2020 visitor arrivals. Coronavirus could trim 1 percentage point from the China GDP growth, government researcher says. Companies consider force majeure. Measure anyways, coronavirus spreads. Four from Hong Kong buildings show virus symptoms. Lam urges people to stay home. China's silent factories fuel workers' fears of virus. A Carnival cruise ship had been refused entry to five ports. Now they tried to come into. The last one, I think, was in, I'm trying to find where it was. In Thailand, okay, they tried to port in Thailand. It wouldn't land in. This is a Holland America ship. They refused. Health minister refused to let the ship enter. And there's been others too. They've been refused from Taiwan, Japan, Philippines, and Guam. Also refused to let the ship enter. Although no one on the ship is showing symptoms of the coronavirus, they won't let the ship land. But this article, expect cascading global impact as coronavirus causes massive manufacturing disruptions. Now, we do know that, last I heard, if this is accurate, 100 million people, a third of the population of America actually, have been quarantined, shut down, towns shut down, and factories are closing all over the place over there in China. And now it's starting to go into other places around the world, in Hong Kong, other trading ports. It's starting to spread everywhere. But workers can't leave their homes. Factories are idle. Most, if not all, of China's ports are no longer shipping. International flights are increasingly banned from the country. As a manufacturing powerhouse to the world, you'll be challenged to think of any industry that won't experience serious supply chain interruptions and shortages from China's woes. For instance, did you know that China makes the vast majority of our prescription pharmaceuticals? Yes, I don't like that, but that's true, folks. They do. You take a pill, it's probably out of China. A massive hit to the global economy. I'll make a comment here. Melody, when you have a nation that hates Americans, perhaps, the government does, why should we trust them to make our medicine? Isn't that kind of silly? But anyway. A massive hit to the global economy will directly result from the damage that Wuhan coronavirus is currently doing, and it may get worse, a lot worse. As the Telegraph Ambrose Evans Pritchard points out, the longer Beijing enforces curbs on work and travel, the greater the global economic shock. The Chinese economy is 17% of the world's economy and deeply integrated into international supply chains. So, folks, China is now actually forcing people out of their apartments. take them to detention centers. What can I say? But that's what they are, quarantine centers, and force them into there to stay there. And I have to think with all this, the coronavirus is really serious. This implies it's really more serious than things happen. Mirrors as far as anybody, anything else. Now this is a fact. You can look up for yourself. The Department of Defense, the military has mass quarantine camps set up in U.S. Now that is online. You can see for yourself. The United States military has set up mass quarantine camps in the United States to hoard people into. It should be herd, but it says hoard. The Department of Defense has confirmed that the U.S. is following in China's footsteps. Areas to quarantine those infected with the coronavirus quickly became places similar to concentration camps and gulags. With China now forcing people from their homes and into mass quarantine camps, it might not be long before the police state in the U.S. comes crashing in to protect and serve the public. 11 military bases near major airports in the United States are setting up quarantine centers for possible coronavirus patients, the Department of Defense said. Department of Health and Human Services asked the Pentagon for quarantine space in case beds fill up at other coronavirus centers around the country, according to a DOD statement. Additionally, the Pentagon already agreed to house up to 1,000 people for quarantine after they returned to the United States from areas with the virus, Associated Press reports. So, Melody, I don't know. How do you know China's telling the truth on anything? It could be far worse than what we're being told. I don't know what it is or not. But my opinion is, and I'm going to share this, and I hope I'm right, may not be, that by the end of April, coronavirus will be more or less like SARS and MERS. It'll just kind of go away. It'll just start dying down. I hope I'm right on that. I hope I'm right, but I could be totally wrong. Some people say it's going to kill 50, 60 million people worldwide. That would be a disaster. I hope it doesn't. But with all these things happening and the effects it's having on economics even, the economy all over the world, not to mention the 100 million or so people that have been quarantined and factories shut down, China's economy is not going to be able to hang much longer. They can't. If they're not producing, they can't even take care of their own people. So I don't know, Melody, what's your opinion on that?
Well, there's all kinds of speculations out there. We really don't know. We can kind of relate this, as you said, to the SARS outbreak. And, there's predictions that you'll see in China a 2% drop in the GDP, a 1% drop. And, no one really knows. You can make a comparison to SARS, and I think SARS was a 2% drop. As I said this yesterday, this continues to baffle me to the degree of that. Not taking a ship to, not allowing a ship to dock in five different ports. So is this all a distraction as far as, we often talk about something serious would happen here just to give reasons for our economy to collapse. We really don't want to say it's just a bad economy and that's why it's a collapsing. You have to have this boogeyman thing to happen so that you can blame it, whether it be subprime or whatever. We were a bad economy even when the subprime markets hit in 2008. We were heading into a recession in 2001 until 9/11 hit, and they pumped all those billions of dollars into the markets and went on this spending spree, sending people checks, get out there and buy, bring this economy out. And that's what they did. That's how we got into the housing market. So is this a distraction from because we've been talking about that China's economy is certainly contracting significantly. Now they have something to blame it on. China home sales plunged. Look at this, Butch. China home sales plunged 90%.
Wow.
In the first week of February, based on the coronavirus. New apartment sales dropped 90% for the same period of 2019. This was according to preliminary data on 36 cities that was compiled by China Merchant Securities Company. Sales of existing homes plummeted 91% in 8 cities where data is available. The sector is bracing for a worse impact than the 2003 SARS pandemic. In 2003, the home market was on a cyclical rise. Now it's already reeling from an adjustment. China's property market was already going through a rough patch, as I was talking about. Many manufacturing, financial, retail companies got back to work this week. Property developers remain largely closed for business. People can still buy an apartment online. That's funny, buying an apartment online. Shenzhen, now considered a potential new infection hotspot, banned home sales in every possible form for as long as city authorities have the alert level set at the highest response. Zhengzhou, a metropolis on the Yellow River in central Henan province, has restricted all property construction until mid-March. In the capital of Beijing, fewer than 4 units a day were sold last week. Usually transactions number in the hundreds. 4, dropping hundreds to 4. Even if such rules weren't in place, there may not be many buyers anyway. Most cities have restricted the entrance and exit of people to limit the spread of virus. Demand, and this is what I found interesting, is because we had the airlines report, Butch, that, you know, they weren't going to fly into these cities and they would pick up again in April. Well, here they're pointing to April again. So I don't know. It's I don't know how this filters down through, but when people buy homes and apartments, they buy things for them, and I can't imagine it would be any different in China. So it's going to challenge the downturn. It's going to challenge the developers that, you know, have poor liquidity. The S&P Global Ratings said in a note last week without identifying any firms. So, you know, many count on that steady cash flow, especially when we have the amount of debt that, when the world is carrying the amount of debt. They need that cash flow. Once that cash flow stops, that's, you know, you need that new money to pay for that old money. And that's what happens. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, Butch, why April is the key month.
It's a little bit scary. I mean, it is. It truly is for anybody that has any common sense. You think about this, but it says Chinese copper buyers now cancel orders around the globe as the economy grinds to a halt. It said copper is an age-old barometer for the health of the global economy, but it's dropping really quickly. And copper, I assume, we used to use it in pennies. That's no longer a fact. But copper is an industrial metal that it's used, oh my gracious, in so many different places. So apparently China's not going to be able to supply the demand, so they just cancel the orders to China. Yeah. So there's another hit that it's got to hurt. You still with
me? Yeah, I am. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure, you know, how this all plays out, but it's got to trickle down to other countries. It's got to have a contagion effect.
Well, China obviously has supplied most of the world with goods for a long time, manufacturing goods, and you know, and then with cheap manufacturing goods. When you have a country an enemy of America, supposedly enemy of America, manufactures the drugs that we take here for our health. We depend on them to take care of our physical bodies and probably mental bodies too, for certain drugs for that. When we trust an enemy to do that, Melody, how smart are we?
Not very.
I mean, would you want somebody that hates you to count? You have to count on them to make sure that you got something to eat. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So this does this mean that the medicine supply in America is going to start drying up here pretty soon? Will prices go up on medicine?
Well, I don't know where, you know, I know there was a lot of, there was a large pharmaceuticals manufacturing being done in Puerto Rico, and the hurricane went through, and that was shut down. I'm not quite sure where they moved that. But I hear you.
I mean, it's just something to think about. I mean, drug prices down in this country are so far out of sight. There's some medicines that I know Marsh and I can't afford. We just can't afford them. I mean, it's all there is to it. It's empty substitutes. We can't afford them. And if this pushes the prices up even higher for people that can't even, they have to make choice between buying food and medicine. Matter of fact, I got a story I want to share with you in a minute. And this is kind of a shocker, but it's, you wouldn't think you'd go to jail over medical bills. But county in rural Kansas is jailing people over an unpaid medical debt. That's, isn't that called a debtor's prison, people? I thought that was against the law. But anyway, I want to share with you a minute. Yes, people being arrested because they can't afford to pay for the medicine. Now, this is something to think about. And looking here at the 10 most indebted cities in America, Melody, it's unbelievable. How do they stay afloat for another week? I have no idea. But if New York City were to ask every taxpayer to pay their fair share to catch up on the in debt of the city, each taxpayer in New York had to pay $63,100 just to break even. Chicago had to pay $37,100. Honolulu, that's hard to believe, $26,400. Philadelphia, $25,500. New Orleans, $18,800. Oakland, California, $18,600. Portland, $18,400. San Francisco, $17,000. Baltimore, $16,000. Cincinnati, $15,600. This is how far the top 10 cities are in debt per taxpayer. If they said, all right, you pay me, you give us $63,000 in New York City, we'll catch up on the debt. If they did catch up, how many months would it be before they're back in debt again, billions of dollars? How long can states and how long can a nation run with this kind of deficit and run on, and keep borrowing to keep everything running, passing credit to pay credit to pay credit to pay credit? How long can this go on before it says it just can't roll over again?
Well, that was why they really had the big push in the corporate, multinational corporate, when the interest rates, you had to get the Fed in there, and they got to keep these rates low because you're right, they got to roll it over, and they can't afford the higher rates. So, yeah, they are having troubles. No one just talks about it because we're in the greatest economy that in the history of the country.
Well, 90% of the people think so in this country. I just read the article of the day. 90% of the people think we had the greatest economy since 1990s. And it's all on debt. It all is on paper. It looks like we're prospering, man. I was looking at the price of some cars on a sale paper the other day. And this is if you buy them straight up, just straight out for the full price, no trading or nothing. They had pickup trucks near, 2019 pickup trucks. The payments would be close to $800 a month for 6 or 7 years to buy a new pickup truck. And people, they sell them. They actually sell them.
Huh? Yeah.
How in the name of goodness do they do that? People afford these. Most of them live in a... I won't get into that. How do they do it? I don't know.
We'll be right back. He'll get into it during the break, though, I assure you. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. The one thing that humans have is short memories. A lot of folks have short memories. And that could be good. That could be a good thing. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to finances and it comes to what happens at certain periods and times and whether there's going to be any contagion from the coronavirus and so forth, I think everybody's forgotten about the Asian contagion in the 90s, in the mid-90s, you know, 97 or whenever it was, you know, and it was Japan. Japan wasn't the second largest economy in the world. And you have all the Asian countries then that react. And so to think that those Asian countries are not going to react economically from what's happening from this coronavirus, even if it lasts just until April, it's February. And to think that there's not going to be any contagion to the United States, you know, sadly mistaken. So I don't know how it's going to filter through. We had a hard time in 97, stock markets corrected. And I don't think we had the troubles in the financial system to the degree that we have today. So I think in the 90s, we weathered the Asian contagion a whole lot better than I think we can manage it today. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but we can never forget the amount of power that the Federal Reserve, the amount of power that world governments and central banks have. They're already funneling billions of dollars, not just us, into the repo market, but other countries are doing the same thing with hardly a whisper from anyone, except maybe this program, and y'all get mad at us because we, you know, we don't sit here and cheer President Trump on like so many have told me that we should. And so anyway, Butch, I'm not lecturing, so please talk about something else. But I think it will hit here, and something will cause these markets to make a correction. We just don't know what the catalyst is. And so the question is the coronavirus the catalyst? We'll find out.
Well, you know, I don't want to keep on the same topic either, but if President Trump were actually doing something that I could see really making a difference, I would cheer him on. I'd get my pom-poms out, put on my miniskirt, and I'd start cheering. You know what I mean? I would want to cheer him on if I see him actually make a difference. I mean, he says he's pro-gun. He hasn't spoke up one time because all the laws being passed in Virginia right now, even to the point of confiscating legal guns in Virginia. Get that bought and paid for with a special license. They won't take him now. And Arizona doing the same thing. He hasn't said one thing against that. He hasn't. He's went to the pro-life march, and that's wonderful, but he funded Planned Parenthood to the biggest amount ever in the history of any president. So don't tell me this, and he's going to stop the illegal immigration. More illegals come across last year than any other president's administration ever. So the people don't tell me this. If he were doing something, I could see it happening. Oh my goodness! But anyway,
and what you hear on that argument is, well, the Democrats won't let him do anything. That's what you hear.
I know that, but that is not true. He had 2 years with Republicans in charge. He could. Why didn't he do something then? And he's going to drain the swamp. He put the same ones back in office, even under Obama. He put the same ones back in.
Yeah.
Oh gracious! Let's move on before we all get fired.
Who's going to fire us?
The public. They'll just quit. They'll say, forget it, boys. We ain't going to listen no more. But anyway, this article is just a little bit longer, but I do want to share this because I think it's a sad story. You know, when you find out what's behind it, you know what I'm talking about. You wouldn't think you go to over medical bills. County in rural Kansas is jailing people over unpaid medical debt. There's at least one issue a divided electorate can come together on in this election year. A recent poll finds that 9% of those surveyed agree that on the importance of making health care more affordable. Millions of Americans remain uninsured. A CBS News correspondent Meg Oliver reports, in partnership with ProPublica, some people are even going to jail because they're squeezed by a system that's putting new demands on overburdened incomes. Trace and Heather Biggs, sons Jane, was diagnosed. Was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 5 years old. At the same time, Heather suffered seizures from Lyme disease. We had so many multiple health issues in our family that at the same time, it put us in a bracket that made insurance unattainable, Heather Briggs said. It would have made no sense. We would have not had a home. Trish Biggs was working two jobs, but they fell behind on their medical bills. Then the unthinkable happened. You wouldn't think you'd go to jail or medical bills, Trace Biggs said. Trace Biggs went to jail for failing to appear in a court for unpaid medical bills. He described it as scary. I was scared to death, Trace Biggs said. I'm a country kid. I had to strip down, get hosed, and put on a jumpsuit on. Bail was $500. He said he said they had maybe $50 to $100 at the time. In rural Coffeyville, Kansas, where the poverty rate is twice the national average, attorneys like Michael Hanson Plug have built successful law practices. Now, folks, listen to this: representing medical providers to collect debt owed by their neighbors. I'm just doing my job, Hansenberg said, just like Hitler's men said, of course. They want the money collected, and I'm trying to do my job as best I can to follow the law. That law was put in place at Hassenplug's own recommendation to local judge. The attorney uses that law by asking the court to direct people with unpaid medical bills to appear in court every 3 months and state they are too poor to pay in what is called a debtor's exam. If two hearings are missed, the judge issues an arrest warrant for a contempt of court, bail set of $500. Hassenberg said he gets paid on what's collected. If the bail money is applied to the judgment, then he gets portions of that also, he said. We're sending them to jail for contempt of court for failure to appear, Hassenberg said. In most courts, bail money is returned when defendants appear in court. But in almost every case in Coffeyville, that money goes to pay attorneys like Hassenberg, and the medical debt his clients are owed. Melody, what do you think about that?
Well,
isn't that debtor's prison? Isn't that against the law? I think that was made against the law in this country. I do believe it was made against the law in this country. But it's debtor's prison. And you can watch your supporter look it up on the internet. It's not hard to find. You can watch the wife talking, of course, crying. I mean, they can't afford to pay the bills. But they have to go to court every 3 months and say and plead their case why they can't afford to pay the bills. I mean, how many times you got to do it over and over? If you haven't changed jobs, if your income hasn't changed, how's that going to change how you can pay the bills? The man's working two jobs already. And he was arrested.
Well, I thought there was debt companies that would work with your debtors and so forth. That
I have no idea how that works in that. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But that kind of story breaks my heart. That could be any of us, Melody. God forbid it could be any of us. You know, none of us, unless we're multimillionaires, and I don't think any of us are, could afford to keep on paying medical bills like that.
No.
We just couldn't do it. And when your child is sick, you're going to do what you have to take care of them. When your wife is sick, if you're a good husband, you're going to do whatever you have to do to try to take care of your wife. But you got a home to take care of. You got mouths to feed. Medical bills, I'm not saying not important. They shouldn't be paid. But they're not top priority whenever your baby's hungry, are they?
No, they're not.
So that is a sad, sad story. And I don't know why. You know, this, again, is financial issues in a country where I don't know when last time I heard about someone being arrested because they're going to pay the bills. Not because they're trying to keep from it. Not because they're trying to defraud the companies. They just can't do it. They can't afford to do it. And I don't know when last time I heard somebody being arrested because they couldn't pay the bills. They never tried. That's just unheard of. Unheard of. And along the same lines on health, Yale University, now this is Yale University, Melody. This is not, you know, some right-wing radical group. Yale University study using children's health records links vaccines to mental disorders. A 2017 Yale University study using information from a health insurance claims database, researchers examined the correlation between the specific vaccines and various neurological disorders in 6 to 15-year-old children, reported that patients diagnosed with neuropsychiatric disorders like obsessive compulsive disorder, anorexia nervosa, were made more likely to have received their vaccinations 3 months prior to their diagnosis. Now, you hear that? The chances are that if they come down with these diseases, they were vaccinated 3 months prior. The scientists found correlations for one vaccine in particular, the influenza vaccine. Influenza, folks, pay attention, which was associated with higher rates of OCD, anorexia, anxiety disorder, and tic disorder. Maybe that should tell you something about these vaccines that we've been trying to scream about for years. They're not safe. And now Yale University, which is not a bastion of conservative politics, believe me, says they're causing problems in children. How long, Melody, before people quit believing the lies given to us by these drug companies and say enough is enough? We're not going to buy that anymore.
I don't know, because fear is a big motivator. And that's what's used. And of course, you're required. I mean, look what they do. You know, your children can't go to school unless they're vaccinated. Sure, it's better to teach your children at home, but I mean, it's, you know, 100% of the kids are not going to be taught at home. So, you know, they're being forced, people in jobs. I can remember a client, his wife was pregnant. She was a nurse, and this goes back a long time ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and she was pregnant, and everyone at the hospital was required to get the flu shot. And she turned it down because she was pregnant. They had to go to court. She was threatened her job. And it was, you know, just the stress of her and everything. Just, I mean, she would have taken the shot if she wasn't pregnant. But it was because she was pregnant that she didn't want to take the flu shot. And the hospital wouldn't let her wait the time. It was you do it now or your history. And so it's just wrong.
And you just hear the
argument. Well, you know, got to keep everybody safe.
From what? They overlook the fact that, for example, the MMR vaccine for measles, most of the children, most of them now, I think it's like 80% of them that got the measles had the vaccination.
Yeah.
And guess who they quarantined? They quarantined the ones that didn't have the measles.
Yep.
This is absurd. Measles were a common passage, rite of passage when I was a young boy. I had them 2 or 3 times. You know?
Chicken pox.
Yeah. I mean, these diseases actually help your body build a defensive system against much more severe diseases in the future. These are good for you. They actually build your body to defend off more aggressive diseases. So I don't know. I don't get it. But it is what it is. And people, unless they start believing people like, you know, college professors in Yale and other colleges saying, hey, these things are dangerous. Unless we quit listening to the government and start listening to people that know what's going on, we're going to continue down this road, this cycle of insanity. We really are.
Agreed.
Just like global warming. Experts are saying there is no global warming. Yes, there is climate change. Climates have changed all throughout history. Climates have changed. There's nothing strange about climate change, but global warming is a hoax. And the experts are saying so. But still, we got that little bimbo 14-year-old girl walking around telling us how, you know, spreading all these rumors. And children, actually, 7-year-olds actually having trauma situations because of what this girl is saying. 7-year-old children. And I don't know. But experts saying
it's
that
crazy.
Isn't true. It is crazy. It is crazy.
It's just crazy.
We're running out of time to know that, but I want to share this. Italy's largest bank is getting ready to lay off or far about 8,000 positions between now and 2023. 2023 sounds like it's forever in the future, but it's almost here. It's hard to believe we'll say in 2020s. Anyway, within 3 years, they're going to lay off about 9% of the workforce, almost 8,000 people, Italy's largest bank. So the economy is not just collapsing in America and Venezuela, other places. It's worldwide. This fiat currency situation is destroying the world, people. This assets by paper and digital computer computer blips are fake, and they're starting to collapse. And the biggest no-fail industries like GMC, remember, went through almost went under. Business that we thought could never fail, including multinational or multi-billionaire banks, are starting to have to lay people off because they can't make ends meet. A fiat currency. And a fiat currency worldwide will take down the global economy, and it is taking it down. Comments?
No, I think you said it all. And you also said that we're just about out of time, and which we are. So 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, we don't just bring bad news to the program. I don't think we do, Butch. It's what news really is.
Well, it's reality. It's reality. I can tell them a lot of good news, too. I really would. I can do that. I'd love to. But this is reality, people. Prepare yourself.
Absolutely. 800-375-4188. And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
The bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.